Thank you, organizers, especially Donald Key, who is, even he looks so young, he's a very old friend of mine. I will be talking about the early cooperation between the socialist countries, especially in the software of the computers. During the so-called socialist period in East Europe, the official representatives of the scientific community of each of the socialist countries were its Academy of Sciences. The academies have the privilege to go outside the so-called Iron Curtain. And especially if you are working in a field which is interested for the government, you have much more freedom than the other people. You know that in 1960, following the idea of Isaac Auerbach, the International Federation for Information Processing, IFIP, was founded in the framework of UNESCO. And because it was a very important society, the Academy of Sciences of all socialist countries became members of IFIP. And they were represented by in IFIP through the academies. And in Bulgaria, we still keep it. We are member of the IFIP through the Academy of Sciences, maybe not for long, but still. Due to this, the structure of scientific cooperation between socialist countries in computing followed the model of IFIP. There was a commission for scientific progress in computing founded, you see, 2 years after the foundation of IFIP. And it was founded in Warsaw, Poland, during the first meeting of the Academies of Sciences of the Socialist Republic. And the commission was called Commission for Scientific Progress in Computing. KNVVT, which sits on the technical, stands for computing. One of the ideas of the founders of KNVVT was to use the contacts with the West through IFIP for helping the development of government memberships and international organizations, which was given, as I say, freedom to travel abroad of the scientific attending the activity of this organization. If you, during the socialist period, many of you remember, the other of you don't listen for this because they don't have been born in this time. During this period, you may, if you are a member of an association which is approved by the government, you don't care about money. You don't care about sending you because you have already a ticket to be present. That we have been rather active in this. And this Commission of Scientific Progress in Computing started to publish a lot of bulletins and so on. Founding members of, because I think that writing the history, it's very important to mention the real people who make the history. And the founding members of KNVVT was from Bulgaria, Ljubomir Iliev, academician Ljubomir Iliev, from Hungary with Matthias Arato, from German Democratic Republic with Joachim Lehmann. From Poland was Pavlak, from Romania was Stefan Berti, from Russia was Anatoly Taradnitsyn, and from Czechoslovakia was Vladimir Mihal. Technical committees and working groups. FSA in NKVVT, they start to found technical committees and working groups exactly by the model of IFE. As in IFE, NKVVT established technical committee in working groups. The proposal for the establishment of the first working group in NKVVT, named GAMS, this is a group for to make software for the machine of middle class. It's made it during a meeting which took place from 7 to 12 of October 1963 in Sofia. Sofia is in Bulgaria. The idea was given by Antoni Mazurkevich. The name GAMS stands for Group for Automatic Programming of Middle Class Machines. GAMS work very hard and produce an algorithmic language called AlGAMS. And this language was used further. In this development, we have an important letter of Akademician Derevdisin. It's a facsimile, which is difficult to read, but I'll tell you what is this letter. It is interesting to see the letter of Akademician Derevdisin dated March 65 to the meeting of GAMS in Berlin. In this 65 we have been already finishing the language GAMS, and Derevdisin wrote, it's the translation, I point out on the difference existing between AlGAMS and subset of AlGOL. AlGOL was already AlGOL 60, basic algorithmic language. These differences are not principal, and their removal is considered very important for the USSR. The removal of these differences must make AlGAMS an expansion of subset AlGOL. And of course, this instruction from the Derevdisin was fulfilled, and we made this. This letter shows exactly the influence of the West on the East in computing. Complete. The fourth working meeting of GAMS in Berlin from 22 to 27 March 65, from Bulgaria. I mentioned the people here because we completed AlGAMS on the instruction of the Derevdisin. From the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences was us, from Hungarian Academy of Sciences was Balint Domilki and Bakus Tomas. From Deutsche Democratic Republic of Sciences was Reinhold Kreter, Roland Sturbel, Friedrich Grund and Imo Kerner. From Polish Academy of Sciences was Zoe Maronski, Antoni Bazurkevich and Ljubi Chaya. From Romanian Academy of Sciences was Dragoș Vaida. From Russian Academy, USSR Academy of Sciences was Eduard Lubinsky and Vladimir Kuruchkin. From Czechoslovakia Academy of Science or Evzen Kinter and Radoslav Klar. I cited this exactly because I have all the documents. And if somebody is interested in real history, they use these documents. During the fourth working meeting at GAMS, the recommendation of Academy Derevdisin was realized. In this meeting, several other technical problems were discussed and adopted. Every delegation receives a specific problem to be studied and reported during the next working meeting of GAMS. Then there was established a technical committee for mathematical support, TECMO. In 1969, following the decision of NKVVT, the technical committee for математическому обеспечению, технический комитет по математическому обеспечению, TECMO, technical committee for mathematical support was established. In the framework of TECMO, a series of seminars were organized. Some examples. Construction of translators for high-level programming languages in USSR in 71, organized by Ershov, Andrei Ershov, Kuruchkin, and Lubimsky. Methods for creating specialized languages and their realization in Deutsche Democratic Republic in 71, organized by Levin and Lavrov. In 1970, it was decided to distribute the responsibility of developing different parts in the information processing was divided between the socialist countries. Numerical methods was taken by USSR, automatic programming and algorithmic languages by Poland. Academy of Sciences. Automata theory and theory of information by the Romanian Academy of Sciences. And attribution, Romanian Academy of Sciences, Academician Moisil was very interested in this. Theory and logical structures of the calculating machines and projects for systems in Deutsche Democratic Republic. Mathematical linguistics taken by Hungarian Academy of Sciences, mathematical modeling by the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences, and using mathematical methods and computers in the problems of economy was taken by Czechoslovakian Academy of Sciences. Examples of specific problems. Report on the memory distribution was made by Polish Academy of Sciences. Report on syntax analysis by the Czechoslovakian Academy of Sciences. Proposal for information exchange translator operator and program operator from the Academy of Sciences of Hungary and so on. Now we come to the end of this active cooperation by the letter of Professor Gislav Pawlak from Poland. This letter was dated 21st of August 72. He wrote, as responsible for NKVBT, Professor Pawlak evaluated his activity and concluded, the existing practice of attaching the responsibility for coordinating the cooperation in specific scientific fields to different Academy of Sciences is formal and not effective. And that put end to these responsibilities. Professor Pravo proposed to give responsibility to the working groups as TECMO. End of the first decade of scientific cooperation. The second decade of cooperation between the socialist country in the field of information processing was dominated by economics, not by science. It was taken by the Comecon organization. The leading role was taken by the SEC, Soviet Economic Помощи Council for Mutual Economic Assistance. And in this SEP cooperation, they decided to copy, we copy the organization of IPIP, they decided to copy the structure of the computers and start to follow copying exactly, and even they think that they steal something But there's evidence that IBM was ready to give a lot of knowledge which already very old, that the socialist country were kept always 10 or more years after the development. But maybe that was the only way to go further. That is the 10 years. I see this a very important period, but very short for the cooperation between the socialist countries. Thank you very much.
There was no any proposal to design their own instead of copying.
What?
During these meetings, there was no any proposition to design their own solutions instead of copying the solutions.
There was, but the decision was that if you start our own projects, we'll be late. Mm-hmm. That it's much quicker to steal something which is ready there. Well, now it's easy to discuss this, but if you take the time and the environment, it's difficult. For example, Japanese take a lot from United States in computing. I know personally, because I talk a lot of people in Japan, they were sending their engineers to work in United States, paying the companies for $150 per day to allow an engineer to work, not to receive salary, but he pays to work. And in this way, he was educated, and they take a lot of... We have no such possibility. That I think the decision was taken. It's difficult now to judge what will be if you... that is always in the history. This what will happen if something don't happen. But that's the reality. If you are planning to have another socialist period, then you may analyze, but I don't think that there are a lot of interest in this area.
I have only comments, not questions. A very interesting presentation. It sheds lights on something which is very unknown till now, because it was between academicians and some other people didn't know. So thank you very much for the presentation. Next. The economic cooperation, phase two, started not in 72, but in 67, 68. I was in Moscow in 68 at the beginning, and I don't think IBM agreed. IBM was forced to agree because the computers, the real series, was cloned, and not exactly copied, but copied only the architecture. So, once again, thank you very much. Very interesting new facts.
Okay, just to make a short addition, because you mentioned Argonauts, which was Argonauts, which was a subset Argo type of language, along with Argonauts, and Argek was also also produced, which was in such a relation to COBOL, algorithmic language for economic problems. That was an abbreviation, and this was also a successful project.